Hello, hello, hello. How is everyone doing? This is Ama, and I am a licensed counselor. Today, I have a different topic than what we were supposed to talk about. We are still continuing on the path of self-love, okay? But today, I have a different kind of way that I wanted to go about things. And I want to talk about the pressure of marriage, the pressure of even being in a relationship. Especially if you're single, or even if you're considering marriage or are in a relationship and is dying to get married. Let's slow our roll down here and talk about this. Why is it that social media has made, not even social media, society, but social media the most, has glorified weddings, okay? I know weddings. I love weddings. I love going to weddings. I love having fun. The bride looks beautiful. The groom looks handsome. Everybody's just having fun. But that is just the wedding. That is the honeymoon stage of marriage. Okay? So what happens after we get into marriage? You know, what happens when that person that we have committed, we have said to them, do us apart, unveil himself like an onion? Have you ever heard of the phrase marriage will expose you? Well, I believe in it, okay? And I'm sure you've heard of this phrase: you do not know a person until you've lived with them. Absolutely. Because, you know, when we hang out with friends outside, we go on dates, or we are in a social gathering somewhere, you see the fun side of that person. You see the person all dressed up with their makeup on. They look handsome with their perfume or cologne on. And they are looking good. But when you live with a person, you're going to know all kinds of habits that they have, right? Like, do they even shower? How many times do they shower? How many times do they even brush their teeth? How long do they lay around? How about washing the dishes? How long did they leave the dishes there? How do they manage money? How did they budget? How often do they call out of work? What is your credit like? How are they towards children? Do they even want kids? All of these things are so important, but we focus on the surface level things, which is how many guests I want at my wedding, how my ring is gonna look, how everybody's gonna be impressed with my cake and my dress. These are important too, but you have to remember, this is just a one-day thing, right? So we have a pressure to get married. Everybody is getting married. Your friends are getting married. Social media has weddings everywhere, people proposing. And you are just aging. You're in your 30s already, late 20s, or even early 20s. You want to get married by early 20s or late 40s. 50s, 60s, and you're still single and haven't married. Is that the end of the world? Let's think about it. Is that truly the end of the world? Okay. And relationship goals, especially hashtag relationship goals. People are on social media posting pictures of their relationship. First of all, I don't know about you, but I want to take a really bad picture of myself and put on social media. Why would I do that? Social media is all about looking good. It's all about living your best life and letting people see your best life. So why would I put my worst self on social media? Does that make sense? And I'm going somewhere with this. It's the same way people are not going to put, oh, my husband and I had a fight, here it is, on social media. Right? Or, you know, my husband and I haven't been talking in a week, in a month, in years. Here it is on social media. Or even my husband verbally assault me, or my wife verbally assault me. I don't want to keep saying husband because women can be nasty too. My wife has denied me sex. Here it is on social media. Nobody's going to post this, first of all, because they don't want to be judged. They don't want to feel shame. They don't want to feel guilty. They don't want to feel embarrassment. people have fear of being judged for their worst self. But the thing is, that's what makes each of us human. That's what makes each of us not perfect, right? Because we are human. We make mistakes. We have our best side and we have our worst side. But however, social media has made it that we post all the good stuff and never the bad stuff. So automatically, subconsciously, you are feeling bad if something bad is happening in your life. You are thinking, oh my God, I am single. My friend just got married. Here I am as another bridesmaid. I want to kill myself. I want to die. How am I ever going to meet someone? I'm sick of dating. These guys are, I'm never going to find the right guys. I'm never going to find the right girl. I am really, really tired. Well, when you have that kind of attitude, it's going to be hard. Kind of like a pessimistic. It's going to be hard to bring in positivity when you have that kind of attitude, because you have kind of like a tunnel vision. And tunnel vision is when you're only seeing one side of something. Everything else is blocked, right? First of all, let me ask you, are you 100% yourself to be able to give yourself in a marriage? Because a marriage is a lot of sacrificing, right? Kids, cleaning, doing the same thing over and over again, loving that person when they annoy you, right? Your own habits is going to mix with your partner's habits. Are you ready for that? Can you handle that? Divorce rate has gone so high, right? That is so scary to want to get married just because you don't want to be part of the statistics. You don't want to end up getting divorced because you and your husband couldn't get along, or you realize that this person that you decided to marry is not the person that you want to spend the rest of your life with. The love is gone, right? The feelings of love is gone, because love is unconditional, right? It's a decision to love that person who's imperfect. But we get confused that we are supposed to only love the person that is all good. Like, if you're bad, then that means that I can't love you. Okay? But that's not, we're going to save that for another time. So the pressure, right? The pressure of getting married. The pressure of being in a relationship. Life doesn't start until you are in your 30s, your 40s. And I say this because I feel like right after high school, it's all about learning in your 20s. You would date around. You'd be in a type of toxic relationship that you don't even want to be part of, right? You would learn finance, type of jobs you don't want. You're going to school, right? There's so much things going on. Excuse me while I turn this off. Thank you. Going on in our 20s that I don't think we should be marrying at in our 20s, okay? I have been having the best time in my 30s, and I never realized this. While in my 20s, I had a lot of anxiety about getting married. I wanted to get married. I wanted to have a kid. Well, I did have a kid at 26, and I was married around that time, but it wasn't perfect, okay? Ended up getting a divorce, but save that for another time. But I make a huge mistake that if I get married, I'll be perfect. I'll be complete. That is one mistake that we make. Okay, that once I get married, I'm gonna be whole. I'm gonna be loved. I'm gonna have my little family that nobody can tell me what to do, and I'll be able to, like, you know, not be like how my family was. That if you don't have a partner that also believes in that, and you marry somebody that is the opposite of that, it's gonna end up in a divorce. Okay, so your 20s is your time for learning, growth, experience, okay? In order to prepare you for the 30s, when you're like, all right, I've learned all of these things. Am I ready to marry? Or am I ready to just keep focusing on my career? And if I meet the guy, I meet the guy. If I meet the girl, I meet the girl. You know? So like I was saying, my 30s is my best years. I am at a place where I'm really, truly happy. I'm at a place where I have my career. I am a place where I'm starting my own business, my own brand. I'm a place where I am physically able, emotionally able to take care of my child. I'm able to reason. I'm able to have healthier relationship. I'm able to remove toxic people from my relationship, especially if I don't want to be around that. And I'm not worried too much about if people like me or don't like me. Where I used to, right? Am I at a place where I feel like I'm ready for marriage? Yes. But I'm not going out hunting anymore. I'm not wanting to be at a place where I don't want to be settled. I'm focused on my career and my child. And if a marriage comes out of it, fine. A marriage comes out of it. But I'm not pressuring myself. Because when we pressure ourselves, is when we end up finding the wrong person. Okay, so we're in a relationship. That means that we should get married. We should know if this person is somebody that we want to spend the rest of our lives with. We pick. Women are the one that choose. We choose the person that we want to spend the rest of our lives with, right? But somehow, a lot of us, especially me, back years ago, or even not years ago, last year, I felt that I must have something right now, and that is marriage. And if I don't have marriage, I am a complete failure. You are not a complete failure. That is something that is called core beliefs. It's something that needs to be worked on in therapy. It's something that you need to understand about yourself. What is it that you're lacking? Because that, finding somebody and being in a house with that person, especially if you guys are going to clash, it's not going to complete you. That's even going to add on to your stress. So I am a huge believer that you should get to know yourself 100%. Self-care, self-love, 100% before you meet that person who is also 100%. Because if that person is 20% and you are 20% and you both come together, guess what? You're not at your full potential. So there's going to be room for a lot of conflict, a lot of mistrust, a lot of mess, right? So that person that you want to spend your rest of your life with should be 100%, should have his life together, what he wants, what he knows that he wants. And you as well. So you both recognize that, okay, he has this, I have that. I'm ready. Are you ready? Yes. Okay, let's do this. It's not of, okay, we should just get married because it's the right thing to do. But because you are both ready and you're both ready to sit, have a family, start a family and commit. And know that this is his flaws, this is my flaws, and I can handle it. Right? And that's where I feel like people should be at their full potential. Honestly, I think people should get married in their 30s, right? Because that place there is maturity to deal with things, to handle conflict. But that's me. Some people mature earlier than others. But the most important thing is the maturity level, that you know what you want. They know what they want, okay? And because when you don't know what you want, it's going to cause a lot of insecurities. Friction, same thing for them, and that's where the clash comes in. Okay, so it's not much of is the quality of a relationship and the relationship with yourself. Okay, and we tend to judge ourselves based off on what other people are doing. So if my friend just got married, he just met this guy, they're happily married. Yeah, that is what you're putting out there, right? You don't know what's going on. Like I said, people have a hard time telling the truth about what's going on. It's like airing your dirty laundry. Nobody wants to do that because nobody wants to be judged. I'm the person that will tell you, like, I hate disclosing anything about myself because then it means that I'm not perfect. But I've gotten to a place where it's like, wait, that means that I'm sharing to people that I'm not perfect and it's okay not to be perfect. It's okay to make mistakes. Forgive yourself. Okay, don't hold on to that. And what somebody else is doing, maybe they are happy. That has nothing to do with who you are, right? Be happy for them. Know that while I'm at a place where I'm single, I'm enjoying myself. I'm not ready to marry. But if you're married, hey, hallelujah, let's party. I'm happy for you. And I come home to my peaceful self. I'm not ready to have somebody in my face 24/7 or having to care for that person 24/7. I'm not there yet, but I know I'll get there. I'm just not there yet right now. So I'm happy with myself. Okay? So ladies, gentlemen, if you listen, take your time. There is no pressure but society pressure. And not listening to society is not going to kill you. Okay? You know yourself better than society. Okay? So when you feel like you're ready for the next step, you make that next step. No pressure. The only pressure you get is the one that you give yourself. So let's recognize that. Okay? Let's keep working on ourselves. So this is my little, I know I went off the self-love, but it's all part of the relationship segment of self-love and getting to know ourselves, okay? Do you feel like you're at a place where you're 100%? You can know yourself 100%. And all that noise, all that social media post is not going to bother you because you know what you want. You go, girl. Because there's a lot that you have not accomplished yet that you should accomplish before you look out for somebody to complete you. You should be completed, and that person should be completed. So when you come back together, the only thing that rises up is the little mini fight that you can both handle maturely. Okay, thank you for listening to this podcast. I'm going to continue talking about self-love. It's a 5-part series, and I hope that you share it with your friends. Follow me on Instagram. I'm at Darkwa. And if you have any questions, send it over. I'll answer all of them. Thank you and have a good day.